RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1 and good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Kayla.
Hey, Hazel. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I know it's a Friday. Yay!
Yeah, we made it.
It's the weekend.
I know.
We're so excited. Yes, Kayla is joining me today on the show till 10. Chico and Marky will be back on Monday.
Yay.
But today we're going to have fun on the show. Oh, it is a Friday, so we'll be doing TMR watch list later.
Ooh,
and of course, all the other fun stuff, some monster news coming up in a little while. But first, let's announce today's top 10. And we are thanking Patrick Starlord for our hashtag today, which is hashtag healing my inner child.
Oh,
this is such a thing now, right?
Yeah.
Like people just like to spoil themselves and, you know, just buy everything they want. And the excuse would always be, I'm healing my inner child. Diba?
Yes. I get it. I get it.
You know, stuff you were deprived when you were younger, diba? And you were deprived of. And also, I guess things you weren't allowed to do even when you were younger. Now you're just like, ugh, I can do it now. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
So let's give them some examples. Hashtag healing my inner child. This one was actually sent in by Patrick Starlord. Nilait ng mga kaklasiko yung cargo pants ko.
Mm.
Jologs daw. Ngayon, brief na lang sinusuot ko sa FB post. Maglaway kayo. So, alam mo yon, they made fun of you for something that you probably thought looked cute
yeah.
when you were younger. Pero ngayon, uso na ulit ang cargos,
I was gonna say, yeah, super.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Pero wala eh, si Patrick, wala na, magbe-brief na lang
brief
daw
na
siya.
Lang. Okay. Hot, go.
Another example, I grew up with hand-me-downs from my older siblings. Kaya ngayon, I buy so many clothes to the point na I don't even want to be an outfit repeater.
Whoa.
That's kind of insane.
That is insane. Oh my gosh. Like, I mean, mixing and matching definitely is like...
Oh yeah, and you wanna, diba, ROI everything
sure.
you buy.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
you only wear it once, parang sayang naman.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine how full your closet and drawers get. Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't want to be there when you do your spring cleaning.
True. Marie Kondo's shaking.
You're gonna be buried in stuff. Another example, inggit ako sa mga classmate ko na laging nagba-birthday party sa mga sikat na places.
Mm.
You know, I guess those kiddie parties they throw. So ngayon, as an adult, I actually threw a birthday party for myself in one of those, you know, fast food joints.
That's fun. That's, I mean,
have you,
know.
Ever attended like an adult kiddie party?
I haven't.
I do, like, I've seen it on my feed. Like, some people I know have actually done it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think I've ever attended like an adult kiddie party.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, same. Though.
Yeah.
Can you throw one for yourself?
I feel like it would be fun. I don't know if I would really like go about planning one and everything, but I think it'd be fun. Maybe it's a good idea as like a surprise for like you know, a loved one.
Yeah, whether, that's true.
Like, yeah,
especially
yeah.
if you know that it's a thing that parang yeah. they never experienced it when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that'd be cute.
Another example. yung soft drinks, luxury lang yan that we could afford pag nagma-monthly grocery si Mama. Now, I have a whole fridge filled with soft drinks.
I love it. This is the dream.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And yung iba, alam mo yung may lock yung fridge?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're aware, pero I do remember, parang it was a thing. I mean, we didn't have it at home, but like, may mga places na, like, they literally lock their fridge.
At night. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like not even, just at night. I guess pag parang, I don't know, if you don't want your kids, like, snacking too much, maybe some parents would do that. And parang, I just can't imagine.
Yeah, same.
Alam mo yon, and you're like, I just want some chocolates.
Because, like, also sometimes, it's just so... not relaxing, but like, you know that feeling if you're bored, you just go to the kitchen, open the fridge.
You're not even planning to get anything, but you're like,
you just
look at what's inside.
Can you imagine wanting to do that and then it being locked?
But you know, that's like a lot of parents' pet peeve, yung when you go to the fridge and then open it and not get anything.
Right, right, yeah.
And they're like, hoy, yung kuryente!
Yeah, exactly! Sayang!
Sayang kuryente!
Close mo na!
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about today on the show, healing our inner child. So, paano? How do you do it now that you're an adult? Go ahead and let us know. Of course, you can do that via X. Send your entries. And please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Healing My Inner Child in all your posts. You can hit us up by the text line for your requests and shout outs. 0961-1367-931. Again, Hazel and Kayla today on The Morning Rush. You're Soak City. Only here on The Monster. Good morning.
All right, on Monster News, and we are talking about Simone Biles and how she really felt about husband Jonathan Owen's controversial relationship comments. Now, in case you guys didn't hear about it, it did go viral a couple months ago where Jonathan Owens shared in an interview that he didn't know who Simone Biles was when they first started dating and talked about being the catch in the relationship. So this went viral. A lot of people went online sharing that, you know, oh my gosh, Simone Biles should divorce him. This was just too much. So they were just really blasting him. And so she thought that it was hilarious at first, but then it started to hurt her feelings. And she said that, you know, one night I broke down and I was like, why are you guys talking about my husband like this? Like, you don't know him and you don't know who he is. And if anybody has met him, they know he's the sweetest guy and will do anything for anybody. But she did feel like some of the online comments went too far. She said, they really hurt me when they were talking about him like that, because for me, it's like, yeah, okay, talk about me all you want, but don't come for my family, never, because I've been in the limelight long enough where I can brush things off, have my little powwow about it, but you know what? With my family, it's just not the same. So do not talk about her family, you know, talk about her, but when it comes to her family, especially, you know, her husband, it will hit differently.
I mean, and if she's okay with it, right?
Yeah, ultimately, you know, it's her that's in a relationship with him, so she
none
probably...
of our business, I guess.
Exactly, and she would know him well enough to, you know, maybe he was being playful about it.
I guess, yeah.
Right, you know, and he was talking with the host of the podcast, Ryan Clark, where Ryan Clark was like, bro, you was really the catch. And then he agreed with him. So you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's playful talk. So that is all for Monster News for this hour. For the next hour, we will touch on Mariska Hargitay. She helps a little girl reunite with her mom after she was mistaken for a real-life cop on set.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that on Monster News in the next hour. For now, this has been Kayla with Monster News.
Monster RX93.1. Let's say hello to some monsters locked in. Good morning to J-Mac. And J-Mac says hi to Miss Cel Olarte. And also saying what's up to Butter Baby, to Amor, who says, good morning. Please say congratulations to my boyfriend, John, and her Ate Ella for passing the physician's licensure exam. Congratulations also to the 1,906 new doctors. Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
My gosh.
Amazing.
Hello to to Yontifian, and Yontifian will be watching Rent later.
Yay!
She's super excited.
Woo-hoo, go, Marky!
Ooh, I'm so excited to watch Marky as well.
Same.
Hello to RD, listening from Canada.
Ooh.
Silent Fresher here since forever. The Batsman. Okay, hello to Melai, and also good morning to Judai. Hello to, let's see, Sabani Melai, good morning, happy weekend. And Judai says, good morning, Kayla, welcome to the School of Life with Hazel.
School of Life! I love it, I'm here for it, so I'm here to learn.
What the heck? Hello to Gav as well, and he says, I'm back, I miss you guys, happy Woo. Friday. Hello, Joni, and hello, Jean and Mika. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, for more of your greets, 0961-1367-931. That's the Monster text line.
And heading on over to X, or otherwise known as Twitter, saying a quick hello to Archer Saw Mama Moo, who says, good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great duty. Good morning to you. And yes, hope Doc Wins has a great duty today. And also just want to say a belated happy birthday to KR Cruz. It was her birthday last Monday, so belated happy birthday. Woohoo! And that is all for Twitter. So if you guys want to send those on over on X, just use the hashtag RXGreets.
Only on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10. We are thanking Patrick Starlord for today's topic. We are doing hashtag healing my inner child. But before we get to those entries, let's just say good morning to more people from the text line. Good morning, Renz. Happy weekend to you too. Hello to Pax, who says, thank you for being our happy pill every morning from Bragudut. Okay.
Hello.
Hi to Richard and EJ and Wendy. Edward also says, good morning. Please say a belated happy birthday to my sister. Her birthday was last April 16. Happy birthday, Geraldine.
Happy birthday.
Juice Blank also says, good morning. And hi to John. And I think that's it for now for greets.
And heading on over to X, we want to greet Juice Blank, who said, good morning, Hazel and Kayla, and to all the rushers. And he also has a request, so we'll try to get to that in a little bit. Also send us a bunch of food pictures, a lot of like burgers and fries. Oh my gosh, yum. Thank you for those photos. Also, good morning to Tom Ambard. He said, it's been an all-star week for TMR. Thank you to all the beautiful and energetic DJs and student jocks who joined Chico and Hazel. Thank you so much for having us. We're having a blast sure. So also hello to Nina Hidalgo, who says, please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. Thank you and happy Friday. Also hello to Edward, who says, happy Friday. Have a nice weekend ahead. Thank you so much. And you too. And that is all for the greets on X.
All right, let's get to the top 10 numberless. We're going to do that all day today. Let's start off, since you mentioned burgers and fries, with an entry from Old Man. Healing my inner child with old world burgers and shredded onions, only in the South. And I like this entry because he sent us like photos from a specific burger place. And I do remember, like, I saw a friend post on her stories before, and I was like, oh my gosh, parang ang sarap, parang strawberry burger.
Whoa!
Burger with like strawberry sauce or something like that. And I love strawberries because anything strawberry flavored, like, I'm into. So I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Because parang, you know, sweet and savory.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I ordered it and I truly enjoyed it. Tapos yung entry niya, yun yung photo na sinen niya from that burger place.
Yum!
Okay, we like doing like, ano, parang restaurant blind items on the show. I remember we had a Halo Halo like blind item day. So we were just like naming Halo Halo brands. Yung B. Yung ganyan.
Yeah.
So for those who are wondering what burger place I'm talking about, yung H.
H, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's that popular.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm gonna have to ponder on this. I'm not sure. An H.
Okay, starts with an H, ends with a K.
Gosh. I'll get there. I'll get there. Maybe by the end of the list.
I'll tell you later after this batch, okay?
Okay.
And from the Jedi Master, back in the day, I was deprived of playing video games because my parents couldn't afford it. Like now, download lang ng download ng free version, then cancel before the first month payment debits.
Yeah.
Not just with video games, you know, I do that a lot with, especially with apps na parang I know I just need it now, but it's not something I'm probably going to use again. So yeah, free trial lang. Just remember to cancel it before you get charged. Because this happened to me before. I don't remember what app it was. Oh, I think it was one of those parang sign now apps.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I had to download once because I needed to send like a document and I was just using my phone. Parang I forgot about it and I got charged like 4,000 pesos for like, parang naka, ano kasi siya, yung parang
yung premium
for
or
a
something.
Year subscription. And then I was like, oh no. I'm never gonna use that app again. So I literally like messaged them and then I was like, okay, can I get my money back? Because I meant to cancel. I'm not gonna use it. Like, I only used it once to try it, but I don't plan on keeping the app. They actually returned my money.
Actually, yeah. That's happened to me sometimes as well. And yeah, you just have to send an email. It doesn't hurt to try.
True.
But also another thing, most of the times, those trials, like, you can just actually go into your settings, cancel it
immediately.
And you still have access to that week or that month.
For the free trial. Yeah. That's
so
true.
Just do it now.
Now that's what I do.
Diba?
Because I don't want that to happen again.
No.
But when you think about it, kasi parang, what's 4,000 pesos for like a multi-million dollar company? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's nothing to them.
So exactly.
Like, thank you for giving me back my money.
Yes.
And also a game-related entry from Archer Aguilar. Healing my inner child, buying a retro PS1 and buying the original games I used to play on it.
Oh.
I may not have the time to play anymore, but I'm comforted by the fact that I now legally own them. My gosh, I remember I was so addicted to the PS1. I think I stopped at PS3. Mm-hmm. But I do remember PS1. My favorite games were Harry Potter. Mm. Obsessed. I was obsessed with Harry Potter on PlayStation 1. And before I even read the book, I played the games. Before I read like the books. Yeah, so I kind of knew about Harry Potter. But I learned about the story through the video game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I unfortunately never got to playing the game. So I didn't know what it's about.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Yeah?
It's like an adventure. And it's like you do all these spells. And then basta, super fun.
Fun.
Parang every day I would look forward to getting home just so I can play it. But also Crash Bandicoot. I was really into that when I was playing the PS1. Well, NBA Live at the time.
NBA Live, that's what I'm seeing. Did you play Resident Evil?
Yes.
Final Fantasy?
Yes. But you know what? Unpopular opinion. Not a fan. I don't know why. Because I know a lot of people are like obsessed with Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I never got super into it for some reason. But much Resident Evil pa nga.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And all those racing games also.
Yeah, racing games have always been a go-to for me. Racing games and like Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the best.
Love.
Yeah.
And from Juice Black, napabayaan daw ako sa kusina dati. Ngayon, sa gym na ako napabayaan. Pero mas madalas pa rin ako sa kusina. And from Poik, when I was younger, my cousin's freezers were filled with chocolates. That always made me jealous. Now, my very own freezer and vegetable compartment have packs of chocolates that I don't even touch. That's weird. I mean, because I'd understand kung mahilig ka sa chocolate. So, diba, you're jealous. So, now, bili ka ng bilan ng chocolates to eat all of them. Pero siya parang more of just like a thing na parang, okay, because I was jealous.
Yeah.
Even if I don't eat them, I just need them to be around.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, sometimes the appeal, you know, you want what you can't have or what you don't have.
But when you have it, like so much of it,
it's like,
you know, that's okay. Kind of true, I guess. I do have a lot of untouched chocolates in my fridge as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes the thing with chocolates kasi is parang if you leave them in the fridge for too long, parang it changes. Yeah. Parang may mga white marks na siya.
Exactly. Yeah, there's some, it's not chalky.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's weird.
It becomes weird for right. some reason.
Exactly.
And it's never the same.
I know, even though it hasn't expired.
Yeah.
It's just there's some kind of thing that forms on it. Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But then if you leave it naman outside the ref, it's also gonna melt and it's gonna be bad. So, yeah. I don't know. Paano ba talaga dapat?
Where to store chocolate?
Also, from Advent Choi, healing my inner child. Dati yung mga shoes ko, either pinaglumaan ni Kuya or sa bangketa lang namin binibili. Pero ngayon, nahihirapan na ako mamili kung anong branded shoes yung susuotin ko kada araw.
Yay! Happy for him!
Oh my gosh!
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations!
Diba?
And from Mike Ferrer, my parents were strict with me buying street food sa labas ng school. Kaya the first time, I was no longer being supervised. Todo bile ko ng fish balls, cotton candy, kung ano-ano pa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because you grew up in Canada, so I'm not sure if meron familiar ka dito. Pero outside schools, usually there would be like vendors of random like food.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically sa school namin before, I remember may titi na nag-scramble. Have you ever tried scramble?
Which one is
it's like this pink shake.
Okay.
That was with chocolate, with marshmallows and like with chocolate syrup.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. I haven't tried it though.
I think there's a restaurant that has it.
Oh, okay.
So you can actually order from them if you want, like, you know, medyo an upgraded version of your street scramble.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like a big fan of that, but I did try it before. Tapos outside the school also, I remember, ito yung medyo suki kami after school, like we'd buy it on the way out. Mangga. Like green mangoes.
Oh, with bagoong.
With bagoong.
Oh,
so, naka-stick na siya.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they have like bagoong and salt. And I remember pa, what we would do would be put bagoong on top of the mangoes. Tapos lalagyan pa namin ng rock salt on top.
Oh my gosh!
Like, what the heck?
Salt on salt.
Exactly! Pero ang sarap kasi the mangga so maasim.
Mm-hmm.
Nakakalaway siya.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Celebrated.
It sounds so good.
But yeah, it was a thing. Wala kami nung fish balls and like, I don't know, parang I don't remember seeing that outside the school. Yun talaga, yung manga and the scramble, yung naalala ko. Yeah.
Yum. I mean, I also went to school here for a short while. And in our canteen, there were these really good like buko kind of like ice cream sticks.
Oh my gosh!
It's
yeah.
so good.
So set up yun, ah.
Super set up, yeah.
Although, yeah.
Buko pandan.
If it's in the canteen, I would think most parents would be okay with the kids buying it. Because at least, you know, it's from the canteen. Pero yung outside the school.
Yun lang.
That's
true.
Parang medyo, yeah, you're living dangerously.
Right, right. It's like, oh, sakit na yung chan mo no.
Oh, I do remember. Ito hindi na sa labas ng school. Pero like, there was like a palengke. Maybe like, 10 minutes away from school.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk there. Tapos parang before, sumabay ako dun sa classmate ko. So we went to that palengke. And I would always see palamig. But never ko siya na-try. Kasi nga, my mom wouldn't allow me to buy palamig. Palamig is like, yung mga drinks na parang sometimes are color pink or like, basta they look so refreshing, especially pag mainit. Tapos parang puro yellow. And then they scoop out the palamig and they put it in a cup or something like that. So, I was so excited to try it for the first time with my classmate. Hindi siya masarap.
Kulang, like, was it not sweet enough or
something? I don't
know.
It was sweet, pero like, not, parang I was imagining kasi nalasa siyang like, normal na juice na, alam mo yon na medyo may color lang. Feeling ko baka may flavor siya na something. Hindi, hindi siya masarap.
Oh, yeah, because it looks so good. It looks so refreshing.
It looks good, yeah. It's and, like, not. Well,
the one that you had.
That one, yeah, that I had. Hindi siya masarap. So, I was like, how disappointing.
True, true.
And the top entry comes from Maxim De Winter.
Hmm.
Maxim De Winter says, healing my inner child dati, palagi akong hindi sinasama sa mga lakad nila. Ngayon, ako ang palaging umaalis. Yeah, si Maxim ginawa niyang parang Ortigas yung Korea. Because she's always in Korea. Like,
oh my gosh.
Parang feeling ko, she's in Korea more times than she's like in Ortigas, for example.
Grabe. That's really where she goes home.
Exactly. As in. So,
grabe.
Pero imagine na sobrahan naman si Maxim. As in, totoo yung palagi siyang umaalis.
Oh my gosh.
But I can imagine. I don't know. Hindi naman ako iniiwan because I guess being the youngest, lagi ako nakadikit sa mom ko. So, naiiwan ako ng siblings ko when they would like some like vacation in the province, mga tita, ganyan. Parang bakasyon muna sila.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, I'd get left behind. So, I'd be home with my parents. Kasi nga, my siblings are a lot older than me. They're closer in age, but like a lot older than me.
I see.
They'd be allowed to enjoy their summer like somewhere else. Ako, no. It's just home.
But then you would be able like to have friends over.
Not a lot, but yeah, sometimes I would. But kasi parang pag summer vacation, you don't really see your school friends so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, mostly I would be playing with my mom or just by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it was fun.
Yeah. That's true.
Did you travel a lot as a kid?
Travel, not so much. My parents, we didn't really go on a ton of vacations, but if we did, it was always like, our whole family. So, not so much in terms of being left behind.
Yeah.
And also, since I'm the youngest, I was also super addicted to my parents. So, if they go to the mall or anything.
Yeah, you're the kasama.
Yeah, or even grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I'm their kasama.
Exactly. Yeah. So, there you go. That's the first batch for you. We'll do another batch in just a little bit. So, please send in more entries. Again, for today's top 10, please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Healing My Inner Child in all your posts at RX931 on the Monster.
Monster, RX93.1. Hey, this is Kayla with some monster news for you guys. We are talking about Mariska Hargitay, and she is now a member of an elite squad, Real Life Heroes. Yes, so while she was filming Law & Order, the Special Victims Unit in New York City, last April 10th, the actress was approached by a little girl who mistook her for a real police officer based on her costume while she was shooting because she just happened to look like a real-life police officer. So the child went up to her as she was shooting a scene with co-star Ice-T and, according to multiple outlets, interrupted filming to ask for her help in finding her mom, which she successfully did.
Aww.
So that is so cute.
I
know. So a little heartwarming news to share with you guys on Monster News this morning. But also coming up in the next hour, let's talk about Prince William as he shares promise about Kate Middleton amid her cancer diagnosis. So we'll get to that in the next hour of Monster News.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster, RX93.1, time for the top 10 once again. But first, let's do more greets from the text line 0961136793.1. Good morning to Kath, Amira, Amber, and Sophia from Former Sanchez. Hello to Kenneth, Kim, and to Mitch. What's up to Butter Baby, who says, Aray naman sa laging umaalis, baka lang kasi ma-revoke yung honorary citizenship namin ni Max. And Irvin, and also, saying good morning to Mar and to Ro, who says, I was also addicted to Resident Evil from PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 4. Gusto ko yung puzzle solving game eh. Hello to John Paolo Valdez, who says, gising na gising today for TMR. And of course, for Taylor Swift's new single. Mm-hmm. And hello to Farmer Sanchez, Chef Sheffins locked in. Alvin Brioso says, good morning and happy birthday to his wife, Ellie.
Oh, happy birthday.
Or Eli. Hello to Pax. And also saying good morning to Juice Blank again. Hello to Reg. And Reg says, just want to congratulate the Philippine Guild of Watercolorists on their art exhibit at Artablo in Robinson's Galleria. Mm-hmm. Oh, from April 16 to May 2. Good luck to the figure painting session tomorrow.
Oh, good luck.
Hello to Chinito Ken. And we're also saying good morning to Justin Sayana. What's up to Angelo? And Miss Karen. Hello. Thank you. On the way to work, listening to The Monster. Thank you so much. And last one, Annie gives a shout out to her office bestie, Miss Saki T. It's her last day today.
Oh.
That's always sad when your office bestie leaves.
Yeah, true.
Aww. But yeah, thank you so much for enjoying the show, you guys.
Yes, thank you. Also, just heading on over to X, we have one greet, one additional greet. Want to say hello to Kenneth, who is locked in. And favorite yung mga kanta, or yung kanta ni Camila Cabello. I'm teasing him. It is not his favorite. He does not enjoy listening to it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Going out to you, Kenneth. Thank you for locking in.
That's Herb. That's Marquis Queen, though. Oh, Camila Cabello. He loves Camila Cabello.
That's right. That's right. So, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Fight, yeah. Marquis. Anyway, time for the top 10. Again, we're thanking Patrick Starlord for today's hashtag healing my inner child. Let's start off with Mike Ferrer, who says, as a bunso, ako yung parating na papag-utusan sa bahay. Kaya ngayon, I hired 3 helpers to do all the stuff at home.
Oh my gosh.
Ang dami naman ng tatlo.
Oo nga.
And if you just live alone, you only need one.
That's true,
right?
That's true. Oh my
Although,
gosh.
Although, for deep cleaning, I would imagine, like 3 would be nice, right?
Yeah,
true. But on a daily basis, just someone to like keep the house organized, maybe cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think one would be enough.
I think so.
Well, if you can afford it, right?
That's true. That's true.
And from Tampupu, healing my inner child, yung ang dami kong binibili sa online stores. Tapos ang dahilan ko, healing my inner child, pero magastos lang po talaga ako. I mean, where is the lie?
Yeah.
And also from Tampupu, tinapon ng yaya ko yung collection ko ng jars na may iba't ibang specimens from playing outside. So ngayon, meron akong collection ng Jar of Hearts.
Oh!
Oh, thank you, Christina Perry, for that wonderful entry.
Yeah! Ate Christina, hello!
And from Maxim, healing my inner child. Di ako binibilhan dati ng mga di ko naman daw kailangan. Kaya ngayon, I splurge on anything and everything.
Oh, man.
Did you have like anything that you were super into when you were a kid? Like maybe, I don't know, Sanrio or like anything.
What
do you remember like asking your parents to buy for you when you were a kid?
I loved collecting CDs.
Even as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid.
Do you remember your first CD?
I think it was Britney Spears. Baby One More Time.
Oh my God.
Because I can clearly remember the front cover, so I think that was the one.
You know, mine was Fan Mail by TLC. Yes.
That's amazing. I love it.
My gosh. But yeah. Cassette pa yung I remember yung Spice Girls.
Ah, yeah.
And like Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. I had those. Pero naka-cassette tapes pa sila.
Mm.
Kasi mas expensive yung CD before eh, diba? Tapes
yeah.
were like a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember. And like Mariah Carey.
Yeah. I remember like all of like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees.
Oh my God. You know, I wasn't a boy band girly.
No.
Growing up. I wasn't.
Why? You just weren't drawn to them?
It's so weird because when I was younger, I really enjoyed old music. Like I would listen to like super dramatic songs from the 70s.
Mm.
For some reason, I enjoyed those songs. Tapos iyak-iyak pa ako. Kahit wala pa akong hugot in life.
Feel na feel mo lang.
Just the music would make me sad. It would make me feel things. And I loved it. Parang
yeah.
feeling emo, feeling nasa music video. So I would emote to those songs. I did have, like I said, I had my, you know, my BSB, my Spice Girls that I also enjoyed.
Yeah.
Pero parang mas favorite ko yung mga lumang songs.
Like Carpenters?
No, not Carpenters. More like mga Bread.
Ah, okay.
And then I would also listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire I was younger. I would listen to even England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Mm.
I don't know if you're familiar with the... You probably know their songs.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, those... those artists.
All the feels.
For some reason.
Yeah.
It would make me cry.
Oh my God.
Not knowing why I was crying. Alam mo, parang, ba't ako naiiyak? Kasi ang sad nung tanong. So I would just... I don't know. For some reason, it would just get to me.
Oh,
I was a dramatic kid, obviously. And from Archer, as a kid with strict parents, I am traveling as much as possible and finally experiencing freedom.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, madaming ganon eh. Yung parang kasi ako, I never experienced it. My parents weren't very strict with me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't strict at all. I'd like to think because I was a good kid. So mm-hmm. I don't think naman they felt the need to like be super strict.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was pretty much allowed to like, you know, go to my friend's house or have sleepovers and stuff like that. I never had a hard time. I never even had a curfew growing up.
Wow.
Yeah. Parang as long as I would tell them where I'd be,
mm-hmm.
I'd make paalam, that's fine.
Yeah.
I would just
yeah.
say yes. Kasi may mga iba super strict to the point na even like field trips, parang ayaw sila payagan.
Yeah. Or they have to join them.
Or, yeah, go. My yeah, chaperone,
yeah.
diba?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have that type of upbringing?
My parents would let me go on like field trips and stuff, but when it came to like having sleepovers,
yeah.
they would definitely prefer that the friends slept over instead.
In your house.
Yeah, at my house. Unless they already know the friends really well.
Yeah.
Na matagal, we've been friends.
Yeah.
Then okay.
I think my first sleepover was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And parang the house that I slept over at, friend na nung mom ko yung like parents nung classmate ko at the time.
Yeah.
So, I guess it was fine.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I wasn't the only one. Like, it was like a group thing.
Oh.
So, we had a lot of like friends there.
Fun.
From, let's see, Tampupu, healing my inner child. Siksikan kami dating magkakapatid sa iisang kama. So, ngayon, solo ako sa California king bed ko.
Ah!
That's a lot of space.
That is a lot of space.
A lot of space. When I was younger, feeling ko super likot ko matulog, and parang I would have loved like a big bed. But now I don't know. I feel like as an adult, parang I kind of tend to stay on one side of the bed more than the other.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
It's weird.
Same. I always end up on the right side.
Yeah, to the point that sometimes I would fall asleep and I would still have like my laptop like on the other side of the bed. Tapos hindi ko masyadong nadadaganan, meaning I just pretty much stayed on one side.
Yeah, true. Like usually like the covers on the left side stays
right.
Perfect condition. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I wonder what the science behind that is. Because as a kid, like, parang you would sleep diagonally.
Uh-huh.
Like as in, and I would toss and turn the whole night.
Would you ever fall off the bed because you moved so much?
When I was a kid, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
But not as an adult.
Okay.
And now nga parang as an adult, weird. Because when I was a kid, I would be terrified of like, yung parang nakalawit yung paa mo outside the bed.
Oh, yeah.
I would always make sure na parang walang nakalawit na body part.
Yeah,
kasi baka
may
humila under the bed.
True. I'd always make sure I was like wrapped like a burrito.
Parang feeling mo protected ka ba yung blanket.
Exactly.
But now I don't care. Sometimes I fall asleep and nakalawit yung hand ko or like my foot and it's fine.
Yeah, and it's also so hot. So it's like, okay, I need some air.
You know, I'm weird because I really don't like sleeping under the covers.
Oh.
Or I just like being covered, like my top part to be, top half to be covered, but like parang waist below.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like feeling the AC.
Yeah.
So I would sleep like with the covers just on my chest, like up to my neck, pero like bottom part exposed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know, I mean, experiencing winters, mm-hmm. it's so important for you to cover your feet to retain the heat.
Mm.
So if you want to feel colder, that's why your feet are out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I would do all the time.
Yeah.
In Boracay, when I was with my friends, ganon, parang they're all super ginaw, like as in nakabalot ng blanket, and I'd be like, yeah. Half body out. And from, let's see, from Genshin Impacto, buying and assembling Legos. I had Legos when I was a kid, but for some reason, parang now as an adult, may fascination din ako for Legos. And I want to buy like those big, I'm into building stuff. I enjoy that a lot. So I kind of want to get back into it as an adult. I've never had the chance to buy like a set, a big like pang adult set. Mm-hmm. But I'd like that because they're expensive.
I didn't know that there's Lego sets for adults.
The big ones.
Really?
Yeah, like as in, mga ganyan.
Wow.
And then like, it's usually like, merong parang Pokemon. I've seen it online. Charizard ba yun? Basta like one Pokemon na parang giant.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Lego version.
Wow.
And they're, basta they're so expensive. I mean, Legos are expensive in general, but imagine those with like so many parts.
Yeah.
So many pieces. Cool. My gosh. I'd like to buy one of those in the future. And from Tampupu, healing my inner child, literal, kasi I had surgery as a child. May problema with it na recently lang lumabas, so kailangan ulit ng surgery para iayos.
Mm.
Did you get sick as a kid, like in a major way? Did you ever have like surgery or anything like that done?
Thankfully, no.
I remember two things I had done as a kid. One was, parang I had the singaw, sa bottom lip, I mean, inner part. And then, like, it just wouldn't go away. Kasi parang siyang, it was just like, parang bump. It was like singaw na bumpy right there. And, like, my parents took me to the doctor, and the doctor basically cut it out.
Ooh.
Yeah, kasi nga parang nag-harden na siya or whatever. It was it started as a singaw.
Wow.
Tapos yun. And then I also remember getting something done sa, was it my right eye or my left eye? Basta my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Parang I had a black spot. It wasn't a mole. It was like something else inside my eye.
Oh.
And then the doctor, I have this vivid memory of a doctor. Alam mo yung eye doctor na may nakalagay sa ulo na parang that round light.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah. So basically parang, I don't know, he scraped it off or something. And then I remember getting candy afterwards. And that was the best part.
How old were you during?
I was probably 4, maybe 3 or 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before I started school.
I see.
Remember that. Yeah. Oh. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Amazing that it's still like a clear memory.
It is. Yeah. That specific. Yeah. And the, like, I can picture myself sitting on that chair. That was the doctor with the round thing on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And then like getting candy after.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it to be painful or anything like that. And I don't remember crying.
Mm-mm.
It must, I don't know, maybe they put something.
Yeah, to numb it.
To numb it.
Yeah, true.
And the top comes from Archer Aguilar. Archer Aguilar says, healing my inner child as a closeted bi girl growing up in a predominantly Catholic country. Here I am as an adult, bravely holding hands in public with a woman I love.
Aww.
That is cute.
Yeah. And just liberating, my gosh, you know.
Did you ever have like girl crushes when you were younger? Did you ever question yourself? Na parang, do I like girls?
Never. And like when I did start showing that I had like a crush on like celebrity guys, mm-hmm. and I would like put photos of them like on my agenda in school.
Yeah.
I got in so much trouble. My dad was not happy with me.
Oh,
you're too young. You shouldn't be looking at them without their shirt on.
Oh my God,
this isn't like junior high.
But in junior high, naman.
Junior high,
okay,
nah. I know, but no, they were strict.
But you know, growing up, I do remember always having a crush on my female teachers.
Yeah,
like as early as the. I would say third grade was when it started. And then, like, every year, I would, have a female teacher crush.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the sixth grade, but I was also interested in boys.
Yeah.
I liked, like, parang some boy classmates, ganyan. And then in the sixth grade specifically, I remember, like, thinking I was in love with this teacher, girl teacher. I would stalk her, okay? Like, it was that bad. But at the same time, I was also super into one of my classmates, a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, it was like a little confusing. Parang I was like, But I really like that. To the point that I would tell my other friends not to talk to the guy because like I had a crush on him. So I'd be like, nobody talk to him.
Yeah, he's mine.
He's mine. But then I'd also be writing I love you letters to my female teacher.
But you wouldn't give it to her in a month. These are just
I would buy her presents. I would like leave. Oh my gosh. Pang movie. I would leave like an apple on her.
I was going to say an apple. That's so...
I probably saw it in a movie or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So, kinopya ko lang.
I would do that. So, weird.
Oh my God. Kasi parang ko siyang nililigawan. Yeah, levels. She's my Facebook friend.
Okay.
I added her. She remembers.
But aww.
It's just really funny. Yeah. But then, you know, of course, in high school, when I started to be really interested in boys, parang I figured maybe it was just a phase. You know, I just probably had like girl crushes. Mm-hmm. But now as an adult, I fully embraced it. You know, I think I just like people in general. It doesn't matter like if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
And yeah, parang feeling ko kasi when I started dating boys, parang feeling, no, that was just a phase. I'm really straight. I'm really into boys. But not really. Because I still appreciate women. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
And it's perfectly fine.
True.
Look at Archer.
Yeah, exactly.
She's fully embraced that side of herself. So.
That's right.
We're proud of you, girly.
Yes, and happy for you as
so
well.
So happy for you. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's our top 10 for today. We'll give you another batch just a little bit, probably on Facebook Live. And we've got the Monster News coming right up as well. But if you've got entries, please go ahead and send them via x@rx931. Don't forget to include #TheMorningRush and #HealingMyInnerChild in all your posts. Right here on The Monster.
Monster. RX 93.1. Hey, we got some monster news. You guys are here with me, Kayla, and we are talking about Prince William. Now, during his first public engagement since wife Kate Middleton shared her cancer diagnosis, the Prince of Wales received sweet messages from well-wishers and proved he's keeping his wife on top of mind amid her cancer battle. So he shared with fellow Surplus to Supper volunteer Rachel Kandapa in a video that was shared to X. Some cards, you're very kind and thank you very much. And upon Rachel asking him to take care of his wife, he replied, and it was obvious that he was very touched. He said, I will. So he's definitely just showing his dedication and taking care of his wife.
That's good.
Yes, of course. So at the same time, you know, with her not being there, I hope she's just getting the rest that she needs and is taking it easy.
I hope he really is taking care of her.
I hope so.
Because, you know, there are so many rumors going around and you're like, oh, what's happening?
Yeah.
But I hope that, he's legit there for her.
Yeah.
She needs him.
Yeah, for sure. But also, adding on to, I guess, some fun kind of monster news, we're talking about Uber releasing its Lost and Found Index for 2024. And, we're going to start off with the 10 most commonly forgotten items. These are not very surprising. So, number one is phone.
Of course.
Number two, camera. 3, wallet. 4, keys. 5, backpack or luggage. That sucks. Oh my gosh. 6, headphones. 7, glasses. 8, vape or e-cig. 9, ID. And 10, water bottle. Now, this is 10 of the most unique lost items. At number 1, a tooth.
What? How?
The person said it was in my pocket and seems to have fallen out.
That's
oh
so
my
strange.
Gosh. Number 2, 22 bundt cakes and a pan of macaroni and cheese.
So specific.
22 bundt cakes. Someone is on a way to a party or something.
Know.
That's so funny. Number 3, washing liquid. Guess they went grocery shopping and maybe fell out.
Maybe.
I don't know. Number 4, a nude corset. Okay.
Maybe all the way to a party as well.
Yeah. Number 5, part of an ankle monitor.
Did they try to take it off?
Right. Oh my gosh. Number 6, an FBI bulletproof vest.
Oh wow.
Gosh, okay, that is random. Number 7, a cooler full of fish.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I guess the driver could like do something with a fish.
That's true. That's dinner. Number 8, fresh shrimp. Also dinner. Okay. Thanks for the
Thanks for the seafood.
Yeah, true. Number 9, a rolled up poster held with an elastic band. It says, end this bummer with endless summer artist. Okay. And number 10, a green dinosaur Halloween costume and knife that is needed for job.
Oh my God. A knife? Like a legit knife?
I guess so. Damn. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then this is interesting. Lost items that peak on certain days. So number 1, people are most likely to forget backpacks and groceries on Mondays.
Okay.
So I guess you're
groceries?
Kind of just like,
how could you forget? I mean, that's the reason you were out, right? Getting your groceries.
And oh my gosh, groceries are so expensive.
Maybe if
nowadays.
You have like multiple, I can imagine, like if you had multiple bags, yeah, you'd probably leave like one behind.
Yeah. Number 2, people are most likely to forget cameras on Tuesdays.
My friend just left her camera at the airport from Boracay, but she realized it while she was on the plane.
Oh my
like
gosh.
After boarding, but then she was able to call pa before they flew. So she called, I think, I don't know, the office, the airline office, and they were able to find it.
Oh my gosh.
They were able to find it. So now my other friend who's flying, I think, later today, flying back to Manila, will just pick it up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Number 3, people are most likely to forget cash on Wednesdays.
Ooh, I'd pick it up if I were the next passenger.
Like, yes, woo, $20. Let's go buy myself
lucky 20.
Yeah. Number 4, people are most likely to forget celebratory items like birthday cards, cakes, and gifts on Thursdays.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. And number 5, people are most likely to forget their IDs and baby items, including car seats, pacifiers, milk, and strollers on Fridays.
Hey. Yeah. Car seats are pretty expensive. Those aren't cheap.
True.
Damn.
Gosh, that sucks. But okay, now last on the list is 10 most forgetful cities.
Okay.
So at number 1, or actually I'll start at number 10. So number 10, Sacramento, California. Number 9 is Charlotte. Oh my gosh, what does NC, North Carolina? NC stands for that? Okay, North Carolina. Kansas City, KS. What does KS stand for? Oh my
Kansas?
Gosh. Kansas? Yeah. I'm so bad with... Mm-hmm. I'm from Canada, so disclaimer. That's my excuse. Okay, now Phoenix, Arizona comes in at number 7. Number 6 is Houston, Texas. 5, Tampa Bay, Florida. Number 4, San Antonio, Texas. Okay, we got a few in Texas. Number 3, Nashville, Tennessee. Number 2, Fort Myers, Florida. And number 1, Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow. Something must be in the air.
Texas. Texans are getting forgetful.
They forget stuff.
Yeah.
What's the worst that you've forgotten, like, on an Uber or, like, a taxi?
Oh, my gosh. What have I forgotten? You know what? I don't think I've ever forgotten anything.
I once left a backpack with my laptop inside.
And then?
And, like, also my, like, external hard drive. Lost it completely. I was like a mad woman after I... Actually, I didn't forget it. It was more like, oh, yeah, now I remember. I asked the cab driver to wait for me because I forgot something. So I went back home.
Uh-huh.
Picked up like whatever I forgot, and then when I went out, he was gone.
Oh my!
With my stuff in the cab.
That's
so
terrible.
Basically, I had no laptop, my external hard drive with all my photos and stuff.
Horrible. Cry for you.
Yeah,
oh
it was
gosh.
Really bad. It was so bad.
Shocked. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget anything in case you're commuting today.
Yeah, and like. I guess the same thing, because that's actually happened to me before where I forgot something.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like running as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my bag. I was like, Kuya, just wait na lang po.
Yeah.
But I would get my bag and then I'd run in and then I came back and thankfully it was still there. But
that's what you should do.
You're a trusting person.
I know.
I have trust issues. So that is all. But that is all for Monster News for the hour.
We'll see you guys on Facebook Live, also on Twitch and YouTube. We'll go live on Summer's Hottest Monster, RX 93.1.
TMR Watchlist.
Monster, RX93.1, time for TMR watch list. You just heard something from Joe, by the way. The current number one song on the countdown, End of Beginning. Find out tonight if that's going to stay on top or if another song will rule on the countdown. That's from 7 to 8 p.m., hosted by yours truly. Okay, so let's get into it again. A TMR watch list. It's the weekend. We know you guys love to binge watch on weekends. We've got some recos. And if you do have your own recos of stuff you've seen this week, you can send them via X, hashtag TMR watch list, or via the text line. For me, I only have a couple of shows that I started this week. The Circle season 6. There's a new season. Do you like The Circle?
I think I finished the first season. I didn't realize it's on season 6.
It's on season 6. And I've seen every single season. The thing that's interesting about this season is they decided to add, like, AI. So now you have to figure out, like, whether you're chatting with an actual person or, like, AI.
Oh, my gosh.
So that just makes things trickier, I guess. And another thing that I started watching this week is Love Island Australia Season 5. So I do enjoy my Love Island. I love just leaving it on. It's like my background show because there are so many episodes of Love Island.
So many, yeah.
So you can just like let it play.
True.
And while you're doing, like, other stuff.
Yeah, and then just tune in when like something big happens.
Exactly. I just look up when there's like something interesting going on, when people are fighting or like when someone's crying. I'm like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, okay, I think I should be paying attention now. Okay.
Yeah, so, and also I started the latest season of Top Chef as well. I'm super into Top Chef. I love that show. And I still watch it. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of people stopped watching it already. And they have a new host. It's no longer Padma Lakshmi for the new season. It's Chef Kirsten Kish, former Top Chef winner.
Okay, cool.
So she's taken over the hosting duties for Padma.
I see. What season is it on now? It's been
I have no idea, but like
probably like 20 plus.
Maybe. I would think. 21.
Yeah.
Season 21 already.
Oh my gosh. So, wow. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, for me, something I recently started actually on Apple TV. This one has been out since 2022, but I just came across it and I'm loving it. Loot. Have you?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. So the main character is Maya Rudolph. And so I'm just going to read it off of Wikipedia. So after divorcing her husband of 20 years, Molly Novak, who's her character, must figure out what to do with her $87 billion divorce settlement. She decides, huge, right? So she decides to reengage with her charitable foundation and reconnect with the real world, finding herself along the way. So it's really nice.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
It is, right? But yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. I mean, her character is someone that you get really invested in and you just
want to see. So it's like a feel-good show.
It is.
Have you, speaking of, this was like on my watch list last week, but have you tried watching Sugar, Colin Farrell?
I haven't, but I've heard of it.
It's good.
Yeah.
You should start it.
Okay.
There are only 3 episodes so far. And yeah, I'm super into it.
Okay.
So he's like this parang very Liam Neeson, but like legit na, that's his job. So he looks for people, parang private investigator.
Oh, okay.
So he finds people who are missing, like who have been kidnapped or whatever, abducted. He finds them, he brings them home. That's his basic job.
Love it. I love Taken.
And I love Colin Farrell.
Yeah. True.
He has an age. He's still so hot.
Okay, I will definitely check it out. So that's Sugar.
Sugar.
Cool. Okay.
So is that your only watch list for us?
And then also, just yesterday, I was looking around as well. And this one is new, I think, on the streaming site. It's called A One Day. It's a series.
Oh, yeah. Chico and Marky love that.
Really? Yeah. It's supposed to be.
From The White Lotus. From White Lotus, season 2.
Is it Leo Woodall?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so.
The boyfriend of Megan Faye, right?
I'm not too sure. But
yes.
Yeah, is it? Yeah?
I think.
Let me see.
I think they're together.
Megan Faye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay. So
he's cute.
He is cute. Yeah.
Very.
It seems like it's a cute series. I started it last night and yeah, probably going to continue it this weekend as well. So that's something to check out as well. Once again, the title is One Day.
Oh yeah. So many people enjoyed that. I still haven't tried watching it. Mm. And it's based off of an Anne Hathaway movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The movie, I think, is also on streaming. So okay. If you want to watch like the movie version, you can watch it. And then you can also watch the series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I forgot. I tried to watch Dune 2.
Okay.
Tried.
Yeah.
Because I was getting ready for something and then I put it on. And I was like, girl, you're going to need like another like couple hours. So
maybe
watch it another time. So I couldn't finish it. But I started like maybe the first 30 minutes of the movie. That's not even half of the movie. So,
but you've seen the first one?
No.
Okay. I haven't either.
Because I know a lot of people, parang, because Dune 2 had such amazing reviews, parang people tried to watch the first one before watching the second one, but a lot of them were like, my gosh, but it's so hard to watch the first one. Because apparently the second one is like way better.
I see.
So yeah. I just decided maybe I can just go straight to the second one.
Yeah, because that's actually what I was looking at last night as well. Either that or One Day, and then I just went with One Day. But yeah, okay, so this weekend, yeah, we have lots to check out.
Oh yeah, so go ahead and check those out. Let's read out a couple from the text line. Francis says, TMR watch list. I watched this Thai horror called Death Whisperer. It took place in a village where a mysterious death brings upon a series of chilling events to an unsuspecting family. Jim says, Fallout. Oh, yeah. Fallout on Amazon is so good. She says, you know, I played Fallout for a bit. Mm. I do remember playing that game. Angeli, okay, that's not watch list. But that's it, I think, for now from the text line for TMR watch list.
Over on Twitter, I didn't see any for this week. So if you guys still want to send them in, you still can. That's hashtag TMR watch list.
Yes. Tell us your suggestions. Mm-hmm. And we'll go live in a couple minutes. We'll see you guys on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube for the final batch of the top 10. Only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10. The final batch. One big batch. And we're live right now.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! We're on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, so join us, facebook.com/RX931. But we do have some greets before we get to the top 10. So let's say hello to these monsters locked in. Good morning to Gabrielle and also to Edrickins. Welcome back to you from Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
Hello, and good morning as well to Ice. Who enjoyed that NCT track we played a while ago, Smoothie. Hello to Rhyme and Reason. Good morning to your friend Miko C. Belated happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Judah is also locked in. Sabi niya, good thing busy si Marky or else hoy ang inabot ni Kenneth Kim for Camilla.
I love it.
Sabi, done the Camilla way. Hello to Mitch. And she's enjoying the topic today. Also saying good morning to Cyril. And hello to Maxim, who says, people assumed I was a lesbian growing up kasi, because of how I dressed up. Shiloh Jolie Pitt ang peg. Hello to Avery. And what's up? Also to Anime. And good morning to Butter Baby. And everybody in the comment section.
Yeah. Heading on over to Twitter, just saying a good morning as well to Phil Cabrera, who said, hello guys, listening live from Bahrain, and it's my birthday tomorrow. Can't believe it. Mas matanda na ako kay Chico. Isang birthday blend naman dyan. Hee-hee. Ala Whitney and Mimi. Hazel and Gail. Oh, I think Phil thought that I was Gail.
Kayla!
It's me, Kayla!
The perfect girly for this birthday greet.
Yay! Okay, so, are we gonna birthday blend?
You can start. I'll just be the middle part.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. ma-elevate yung birthday blending kasi si Kayla nandito.
Yay!
You're lucky, Phil.
It's fun. Hope you're enjoying your birthday, Phil. And yeah, just going on over to our Facebook Live as well. We'll just quickly say hello to some of you that sent in your birthday or good morning greetings as well to Ricker Alvarico. Hello, Kayla. A shout out naman from Cebu. Hello to everyone in Cebu.
Hello. Yes. Maayong buntag.
Yeah, maayong buntag.
Sa inyong tanan.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody. Of course, you can hear us live in Cebu. Well, not live in Cebu, but you'll hear this from 10 a.m. onwards.
Yes, that's right. In Cebu and Davao, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hello to everyone that's currently locked in. And also just saying hello to Judy and Marcus, Ace as well. Tim, also to AC3, who says, rest in peace to my aunt, Concepcion Manalo, 1926 to 2004. So, sending our love as well to you and your family today as you remember your aunt. And hello to Miguel Jimenez, who's currently locked in.
Hello there.
I see you. And also to Jem de Guzman and Sheila and Errol. Hello. Thank you guys so much for locking in. And hi to you on Facebook Live. Yes, we are live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we are thanking our topic sender today. Thank you, Patrick Starlord, for sending us our hashtag healing my inner child. And let's start things off with an entry from Maxim de Winter. Palagi akong inaagawan ng remote pag nanonood ng TV. Ngayon, bumili ko ng sarili kong 70-inch na pang-akin lang sa kwarto ko.
Oh. 70-inch no less.
Take that.
Oh my
gosh. Actually, madaming ganitong entry yung about TV na parang because either yung parents nila yung may hawak ng remote or their older siblings so they couldn't watch their own shows. Bumili sila ng TV. And I can relate to this because when I was younger, like, I would always fight with my brother usually on, like, what to watch. So, usually naman, like, they'd let me watch whatever I want. But yung, alam mo, ililipat because they're gonna check something.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably watching some basketball game or whatever. And I'm watching something else. And they're like, I'm just gonna check the score, okay? Tapos ililipat. And I'd be like, no!
I can't miss.
So, yeah, I did get my own TV in my room. I think in college when I started working. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my own TV.
yeah, true.
Yeah.
Not
and also,
disrupted.
So I could play like my games uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So I also got myself my own PlayStation in my room.
Oh,
so I just do everything in my room.
Do
and then eventually
thing.
I got like my own like DVD player for, you know,
nice,
like, the
nice,
DVDs that I didn't want to watch with people around. So.
You know, the you cartoons know. On DVD.
Yeah, those
ones.
I could only watch it like in my room.
Right.
At night when everybody's asleep. Or parang yung volume na almost muted.
I was gonna say with the volume turned down.
Super turned down. And eventually, nag-upgrade ako. I got myself like a portable DVD player.
Oh.
And then you can plug in your headphones now or your earphones.
Oh.
And so you can watch and you don't need to like, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Be
I
careful
remember
anymore.
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got
they were
one
just, like,
as well.
Compact. Mm. Wow. Forgot about those. My gosh.
The things I bought just to be able to watch those cartoons. Oh my god, I
for
swear.
Private viewing.
Like invest talaga ako for them. From Poik, when I was younger, I always had to stand out by excelling to get the attention and respect of others. Eventually, it became second nature. Now, I retreat in the shadows and let others shine, and it's fine by me. So parang ano na siya, parang I guess because yun nga, he was such an achiever growing up and he used to do it just to get the attention and respect of other people. Parang he wasn't really doing it for himself. He was doing it for others. So now he's just like learned to chill and let other people shine. But once you get going, it's your time to shine.
True, true.
From Frick Toriano, similar to one of our examples earlier, I plan to have a kiddie party on my next birthday, he says.
Oh.
Invite us.
Yeah. we will be there.
Fun stuff. And Mayo says, healing my inner child, binibili ko na lahat ng toys na, lahat ng Happy Meals na toys kasi dati we couldn't even afford one.
Mm.
And now that you're working, you have your own money. Yeah, you can buy all the toys.
True. Collect them.
Speaking of games, Ren says, dati hinihiram ko yung PSP ng friend ko para maglaro. Now, I have my own Nintendo Switch.
Hey.
I had a pink PSP.
Oh, cute.
And I was addicted naman. Oh my gosh, like, ang dami kong gaming era. And I remember specifically being super addicted to the WWE game on my PSP. Mm. Like, I would just play that all night. Yeah. I would play the WWE. I was addicted.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so addicted. I don't know why.
Do you remember having a favorite player?
I don't remember. But I would just play it constantly. Probably different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know why specific to the PSP yung WWE. Mm. And specific yung NBA, like 2K sa PlayStation. So I associate different games with different consoles.
Yeah, I get that though. Like there was the Nintendo 64 and the Golden Gun, James Bond 007. That one, like that, that's the one that I super played on the
And there was
Nintendo
a game
64.
That I also enjoyed on the PSP, parang Loco something. I don't remember. It's like more of like Loco Roco.
Oh.
I was addicted to that.
Loco Roco. I have to look this up so I can.
Enjoyed that game so much.
So cute
on the PSP. Yes.
How did? What was the like? What was the game premise?
Para feeling ko when you think about it, para lang siyang it's like a phone game.
Okay.
I would compare it to a lot of the adventure type phone games.
Mm.
Parang ganun lang siya. But it was so much fun.
Yeah, that's cute. It looks
like a
fun
highly
one.
Enjoyed it. And from Victoriano also, nung bata ako, pinagdadamutan ako ng mga pinsan ko ng bike nila. Kaya first investment ko as an adult was a motorbike.
Hmm.
Do you know how to bike?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of adults who don't know how to bike.
That's true.
I mean, I loved biking when I was a kid, and I do remember like getting
the
mga peklat ka when you back when I was a kid when I started biking. And I also remember like obviously my parents tried to teach me how to balance like nung tinanggal ng training wheels, but very very consistent. I always learned things on my own, so I never really got the hang of it while they were teaching me. But what I kept like using the bike on my own, and eventually I just learned to do it by myself in the same way that I taught myself how to swim.
Oh really? Wow!
I never
you took lessons.
Like in school we had swimming lessons. I never learned, but eventually I just decided, you know what? It's time to learn. So I taught myself how to float. Taught myself how to tread. Now I can tread. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm just that type of learner. I like being left alone and like figuring things out myself.
Yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like kind of going on a tangent, but like, are you the type to follow instructions when you're building something, or do you just want to figure it out yourself?
Well, if there are instructions available, I would look at the instructions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay,
I would build it. But then there are times when yung instructions medyo in Chinese or you know when you buy stuff from like certain apps and you're like ano daw. You know what, I think I can figure this out on my own.
True
But there are certain things kasi that are really hard, like for example maybe stuff from IKEA, but you really need to follow like the guide, right? And you don't want to mess it up, because I've experienced being so confident in building stuff, tapos biglang baligtad, and you're gonna have to
take it apart
or like, again.
There was a time that I built a seat, and then I would sit down, and then like screws would start coming up. Oh, I don't think this is safe. I should have just
followed. Redo this.
Yeah, exactly.
And tsaka if I can have them assemble it, yung parang they would just come over and assemble it, I would prefer that.
For sure.
Because I don't have the tools. Like, you know, sometimes it's easier when you use a drill, for example, rather than
actually
manually.
True.
And from, let's see, from Moon Buell's girl, all my attention went to K-pop groups. Now all my money goes to my K-pop groups. So dati puro ano lang, nood, puro appreciation.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now like may budget na for merch, I guess.
Yay.
For stuff. Good for you.
Yeah.
And from Archer, shopping without looking at the price tag.
Wow.
But they say that's like how they kind of gauge whether you can afford to shop at those like luxury boutiques. Parang if they see you looking at the price tag or trying to look for the price, parang they would kind of, I don't know. Parang they'd be like, oh, di naman bibili to.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when
yeah,
they
yeah.
see na parang you don't really care, that's when they would kind of think na parang afford.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. May may chance na bibili to.
I could never not look at, especially if it's like a an expensive store, you know what I mean? Siguro kaya ko tong gawin sa grocery. Yung parang alam mo naman na, even if some things, you know, would be more expensive than others, wala namang OA yung presyo. But if, you know, when you walk into like a luxury store, obviously everything's yeah, so expensive. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And if you're planning to treat yourself to something nice, you still kind of want to stick to the ones na hindi super mahal, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh.
I could never.
Never. Oh my gosh.
From Farmer Sanchez, true story, we couldn't afford to buy a Game Boy before. Plus, it wasn't really a priority. Kaya when I got my first job, I bought a Game Boy Color since yun lang ang afford ko that time and eventually started to upgrade to newer versions.
Hmm.
I remember, like, the OG Game Boy had me in a chokehold. Yung green, was, yung screen.
Yeah, 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 the green one. And then it was like
gray?
A brick in gray.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you would put the cartridges in
yes.
the back. Yeah,
oh
Tetris.
My God.
Tetris was my jam.
I was addicted.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
But I think you can buy, like, parang mga those games again now, eh, diba?
Yeah.
They have a lot of, like, I don't know, reissued or parang what do you call those?
Refurbished
like consoles na parang yeah.
yeah. And you can even get it like I think for your phone. It's something called
I know what it's called. My friend Rai, she's like super into that. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so there's like some kind of app that it can like
it can mimic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
the old school games.
Yeah, yeah.
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 And from let's see, from Croy Parel, as far as I know, I've been like this all my life. Oh, is that why my exes would always say I'm like a child? I think I'm healing my inner child by having my partners reparent me because I mature after breakups.
Oh.
Okay, that's
okay.
Interesting. Emulator, thank you,
right? That's it. Yeah. It was there. It's just yeah.
Tip of the tongue.
Yeah. Thank you, Rai.
Let's see. Similarly, also from Croy Perel, dahil hindi ko kaya alagaan sarili ko, I got a sugar daddy to reparent me instead. He did a good job kasi ako na ngayon ang nag-aalaga sa kanya.
Oh.
I mean, that's good though. Like, you're returning the favor.
I guess so.
Like, I'm sure a lot of sugar daddies are like thinking goals. Sana yeah. alagaan din ako when
right?
I'm old. Parang ganon.
Like, that's
you disappeared. Where did you go?
I know. Yeah, it's saying that I... There, it says I'm entering the studio now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what else we have from Juice Blank. Healing my inner child. I didn't grow up with lots of toys like Voltes 5 or Transformers. Mostly takip ng lata ng gatas na ipinako sa kahoy. Tapos ginagawang pagulong or kite made of Volis Ting Ting and newspapers. Now I buy some pag may extra cash to spend. We takip ng lata ng gatas. Okay, so that round tin thing na pinako sa kahoy.
Okay.
Kasi ginawang pagulong. I don't know how that works. I can't picture it.
I know, I'm trying to also...
I can't imagine what that was.
And then it's a kite. It becomes a kite.
Made of Walis Ting Ting.
Walis Ting Ting
is... Oh, because you can take it apart, right? Yung Walis Ting Ting.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I guess you get the, like... piece per piece mm-hmm. and the newspapers yung parang pinaka paper that you use. Yeah, I can imagine that one.
That's really cool though. I mean,
very creative.
Yeah, it made you very resourceful.
Exactly.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
At least nakahanap ka ng paraan.
Mm-hmm.
And from Chinito Ken, dahil I was forced to study nung bata ako, hindi ako nakakanood ng anime or cartoon. So now yun ang favorite kong panoorin sa streaming sites.
Mm.
Oh, a lot of people enjoy anime talaga. It's such a...
Yeah.
Yeah, my gosh. So many people are into it. I've never really fully been into it. I've never gotten super into it.
Same. Yeah.
Probably only seen a couple in my life when I was younger.
Same.
From, let's see, Jean Embuido says, Healing My Inner Child. I've been a fan of Gundam since it's first aired locally in the 90s. I bought lower grade models kasi yun lang afford ko and ng parents ko back then. Sadly, nasira sila nung undoy. Now, I have a vast collection of higher grade models.
Hey!
Aw, that's a feel good story.
Yeah.
Alam mo, may naundoy ako na stuff I do remember. Some of my collection, like part of my collection, as a kid, Sweet Valley. I used to collect like Sweet Valley books. I was obsessed. And then, yeah, naundoy some of it and they got ruined. So even as an adult, even though, of course, I no longer read them, like whenever I'd see people like online selling those books, I buy them.
Oh, yeah. True.
I buy them just to like, you know, replace the stuff that were destroyed. And also, parang it just, they just make me happy for some reason.
Some of our rushers are mentioning that there's some echo with the sound.
Yeah, yeah. I think I think it's good now.
Okay,
the setting was different. But yeah, anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. From Sebedee Sebedee, healing my inner child. Mas maraming time dati sa pag-aaral. Ngayon bumabawi na ng playing time. So now they're playing.
Oh, hey.
Okay. let's see what else is here from Edward Villona. As the eldest among four siblings, I grew up having two pairs of shoes. Isang rubber shoes, isang leather shoes. So now as an adult, I have more than 100 pairs of shoes.
Oh my God.
Maybe soon decluttering, he says.
Yeah. Wow, over 100
pairs. Where do you put all those shoes, though?
Yeah, wow.
Dang. And Gina Buido says, since wala akong any recollection from when my parents brought me to Hong Kong for like a vacation when I was a baby, ngayon ako bumabawi and nangongolekta ng memories of international travel.
Mm.
It's good that you can afford that. You know, I think most parents do that. Yung parang they bring their kids to Disneyland, even if like they're super young pa na, I doubt they will remember.
Yeah.
I think for photos. I mean, eventually you can show them the photos and it would be nice, right?
Yeah. Actually, that's something that I experienced. Like, I think the first time I went to Disneyland was when I was like 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
So it's just pictures that I have memories from.
And I also feel like the parents are probably doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
To have that memory with your baby, right?
Yeah, true, true.
So that's cool too.
Yeah.
Special. And from Rich Kid, healing my inner child, being branded Nog Nog during my childhood days, I have since accepted that skin color is not what matters, but what's between my ears. Hello, that's beautiful. I love tan skin.
Yeah.
I can never, like, I mean, I've just been to the beach. I don't think I really got darker.
a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
But yeah, I can never, like, get the, alam mo yon, that, like, golden glow na super tanned.
Yeah.
I wish I could though.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's always fake tan.
yeah, that's true. There's lotions. Yeah. There's lotions to give that glow. But yeah, no, I mean, for me, actually, you know what? When I was younger, I was teased because I was really tan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling Hazel off air that even though you think it's really cold in Canada, in the summertime, it's hot. So I would get very tanned and I was made fun of that. But now, I love being tanned. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so nice.
Because you just look more alive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no shade to the people who are pale. If you're good with that too, that's fine, of course. But like personally, because I am pretty pale as well, I really enjoy it when I have like a little bit like more color on my skin. From Farmer Sanchez, true story, unable to afford toys and action figures to play way back. And as a 90s kid, one Halloween, I created my DIY Super Sentai cosplay. He sent a photo as well.
Oh.
That's very cute.
Aww.
Jean says, we grew up renting in Makati. Relatives from the province actually discriminated against us dahil wala daw kaming sariling property. 2017, I purchased a condo unit in Makati with my then girlfriend, now my wife, and proudly announced it to my naysayers.
Aww. Yay.
I love that.
Yeah,
you showed them.
That's right. You worked hard for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one from self-proclaimed gorgeous. Healing my inner child, hindi ako pinayagan ng parents ko mag-boyfriend. Overprotected sila sa akin. Pag 18 years old na daw ako pwede na. Kaya naman, after ko mag-debut, lahat ng nanligaw sa akin, sinagot ko. Parang karinderyang bukas sa lahat ng gusto kumain.
Oh my gosh.
Yes to all.
Yes. Collected and selected.
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, speaking of karinderya, hey, it's me, says, nakakabili na ako ng madaming ulam sa karinderya. Dati hati-hati kami ng mga kapatid ko at mama ko sa 2 putaheng ulam. 3 kami ng kapatid ko plus si mama. 4 kami naghahati-hati sa 2 putaheng ulam. Minsan isa lang. Ngayon, tig-isa na kami.
Mm.
Aw, good for you.
Happy to hear that.
And here's one from Super, or Swerte Super Guy. Healing my inner child, bawal daw manood ng porn. Kaya ngayong adult na ako, lahat ng sites, pinapanooran ko. Diba, Hazel? We're all adults here.
Hi.
I mean, whatever you enjoy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go lang. Dinamay mo pa ako sa entry mo. And from Rice Cake Ian, dati gusto kong mag-Boy Scout kasi gusto kong mag-camping. Pero ayaw ng parents ko kasi daw baka delikado. Ngayon, madalas na akong nagka-camping sa mga aurahan para makapag- Boy space scout. Dahil ang laging handa ay laging ganda. Sabi ni Rex
Ian.
So literally scouting.
Yeah, yeah. Boy scout.
Were you a girl scout?
I wasn't
then.
Yeah. But there was always the good cookies that the Girl Scouts would sell.
Oh my gosh. Parang feeling ko I only see that in movies. I don't know if they do that in the Philippines because like I said, I wasn't a Girl Scout.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not really sure if it's a thing here or if it's just a thing in the States.
Not sure. But the cookies are good. I can confirm that.
Really?
They're like mint patties. Kind of
What are those? I don't think I've ever tried those.
It's kind of like, do you know the York patties? I think that they have them in the States. And then in Canada, it's called After Eight.
Okay.
So it's like they're chocolate.
Uh-huh.
It's chocolate. And then on the inside is like the mint filling.
But I don't like mint chocolate.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Do you like mint chocolate?
I do. So I love them. Whenever I could buy them, I would buy them. Yeah.
Feeling ko parang kumain ka ng chocolate after you brushed your teeth. That's what it reminds me of.
I get that. I don't know. I enjoy that flavor. But yeah, it's not for everyone. Just like chocolate and fruit. Do you like?
I love that.
Yeah.
And the top comes from Advent Choi. He says, when I was a kid, nakikinig lang ako sa mga kwento ng classmates ko about sa probinsya nila na inuuwian nila kada vacay. Kaya ngayon, pinupuntahan ko na yung mga probinsya sa kwento nila para makita ng sarili kong mata yung ganda ng lugar.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so nice. Yeah, because there's so many beautiful places here in the Philippines.
For sure.
So many.
Yes.
So that's so nice that he's actually gotten to go.
And ako, as a city girl, since I grew up, I mean, you know, in Metro Manila, and wala kaming province, like, you know, my parents are also from, like, Metro Manila.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got to vacation with my older siblings when I was younger, kasi nga, hindi ako papayagan because I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I super enjoy that provincial vibe, so whenever I would travel to, like, you know, the province, different provinces in the Philippines, parang feel ko yung payak na pamumuhay. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, iba yung air, iba yung... Everything just seems different.
The time, like, the time goes by, there's just
slow.
A different... Yeah, it goes
so
by
slow.
It's so chill.
So chill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. So, yeah, and then also, like, fiestas,
right,
in the province. It's just, it's different.
And people are so nice. They're mm-hmm. very, like, you know, very helpful. Like, if you need directions.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, true.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending us your entries. Now, what about us, Kayla? # healing my inner child.
Healing my inner child. Okay, so my entry is when I was younger, my mom really likes maintaining a clean house, like keeping it spotless, so she wouldn't allow us to get a dog. We had a dog for a very short while, but unfortunately, we weren't able to keep it, so we ended up giving it away to a family friend. And so we didn't have a dog for the rest of the years.
Mm.
And so when I finally moved out and was on my own, I got myself a dog. So I got my dog, and then eventually, actually, I ended up giving it to my mom. And now she just loves him. I think my mom might be tuned in. So Buster is his name, and he's
Buster.
Now with my family in Canada. So Yeah, he's a Maltese. He's turning 12 this year. Aww. Actually, in a few days.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you.
Buster. Happy,
yeah, Buster. So yeah, that was me, I guess, healing my inner child where I wasn't allowed to have that dog. When I love dogs. I love dogs so much. So now I have Kinjo here with me as well. So, and he's a poodle. So, yeah.
That's cute.
That's mine.
What would be mine? Because, like I said, my parents were very, like, lenient with me when I was, like, growing up. And because I, you know, I'm the youngest in the family and malaki yung age gap, I would pretty much get, like, most of the stuff that I wanted back then. But siguro yun yung entry ko, yung with the whole, the Sweet Valley thing. Because I would get books, like, my mom would buy me those books. But then I wasn't able to collect every single one of them. Kasi parang may number yun eh. Parang from 1 to like 100 plus of that particular series. So, I had a good chunk of it. But then, meron akong mga titles na I never, like they were never available at the bookstore. Or maybe, baka sold out na by the time I went to the bookstore. So, never got them. So, yun. Now, healing my inner child would be like literally buying them. Even if I no longer read them. Just because I want them, like, to be part of my collection.
Yeah.
Aww. And it just makes me feel good. Alam mo, but I love it. Like, I have that na. I never had that when I was a kid. So, yeah. Completing my childhood collection.
Yay! That's, are you close? Are you close to completing?
Almost, yeah. Almost. And like I said, some of the titles I lost because naundoy. Alam mo, inanay na. So, but I was able to replace them. And, like, I think I can't let them go.
Yeah,
like, I can let go of some of my adult books, but I can't let go of those childhood books just because, you know, nostalgia.
Yeah, true.
And you can't buy them anymore. They're not easily available. Other books you can just, you know, get on your Kindle. So
yeah, true.
Yeah.
Aw, nice.
But there you go. That's a feel-good topic today. Hopefully we all healed a little bit of, you know, that inner child.
Yeah, in true. Us. True.
Thank you so much to everybody for joining us. And we hope you had a good time. Thank you, Kayla, for hanging out with me.
Thanks, Hazel. I had fun today.
And of course, also for taking care of Chico while I was away.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was so much fun. And then we also had the interview with Vault Boy as well. So that was nice. So if you guys are a fan of Vault Boy and if you weren't able to tune in then, you can still catch her interview. It's on our socials as well.
That's right. Yeah. So make sure to catch us again on Monday. We will be reunited. Chico and Marky will both be back Monday. And I will be here Monday too. But tonight, I'll also be here for Countdown Top 7. So make sure to catch me from 7 to 8 p.m. Find out whether Joe will stay on top of the countdown. Maybe there will be a new number one. Who knows?
Ooh,
we'll find out later. Stick around. Only here on Summer's Hottest Monster RX 93.1. Bye.
Bye.